that's a typical standard break that introduces the pattern and closes out the pattern in most African drum sessions.
So my birth name is actually Angelo Pinto, but after going through a rites of passage called Ndugu Nzingo, which is the reason we're drumming, I received the name of Chizo Lisi Sondai, which means with God, he's the peaceful negotiator, and if you press, you will arrive.
My birth name is Kofi Afful. My rites of passage name is Ubongo Orande, which means he thinks for us, and anointed and appointed. Yeah, with this drum, there's three basic sounds that you could get out of it. The bass, a slap, which is just your four fingers open, and then the tone, which is your fingers cuff.
Ndugu and Nzinga. Essentially it means brother and sister, Ndugu and Nzinga. And it's an African-based rites of passage, and it does a few things. One is to essentially just build community. It promotes self-mastery and transformation, and it's unapologetically African, so we get African names, African garb, and engage in a variety of African ritual to kind of bring folks to manhood and womanhood. I happened to stumble across it with a friend of mine, and we decided to journey, and the journey itself is about anywhere between an 8-month to like a year and a half process, where you can't have sex, can't smoke, can't drink, can't cut any of your hair, facial hair. And then after that time, you go through a crossing ceremony where you cut off all your hair, and you basically, it's a celebration of your crossing, so you dance and folks drum for the community to show your coming of age.
There's a warm-up that we do at practice. It's just the bass twice, the tone twice, the slaps twice.
Bass, bass, tone, tone, slap, slap, tone, tone, bass, bass, tone, tone, slap, slap, tone.
Any drummer will tell you that the first few months your hands start to hurt, you build calluses, you bleed and all that stuff.
One of the things that's really important in the process is that everything is a lesson. But I think one of the core lessons is to really get comfortable with who you are, the way you are, without any alterations whatsoever. So that's really the big push behind that, really to fall in love with yourself, how you are, under any circumstances.